Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
You are listening to Finding Freedom Radio, a production of Three Oaks Ministries. On this show, you will hear real-life, practical stories of people just like you who have found freedom and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. To learn more about Finding Freedom and Three Oaks Ministries, visit us online at findingfreedomradio.org or call us at 208-968-1991. Here now is your host, Boyd Chikatula.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for this week's production of Finding Freedom Radio. I'm Boyd Chikatula. Today, I have a special guest in studio, Nika Miguel, as she shares her story and a little bit of what she's doing for single moms here in the Valley. In case you missed last week's show, please, I invite you to go to findingfreedomradio.org, findingfreedomradio.org, to listen to that and many other shows that we've recorded in the past. Please call me as well at 208-968-1991 for any comments, questions, or even just some encouragement. So God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us again for this week's production. Nika, thank you so much for being my guest this morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. I have known of you and I have met you several times. And I think the first time was about, 2 years ago. And I've always been intrigued with what you're doing with single moms here in the Valley. So before we go into talking about Single Moms Unite, I want you to talk a little bit about who you are. Who are you?
Well, I would say I'm a dedicated believer of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I love the Lord with all my heart. I first accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior in 1987. Mm-hmm. I have been walking with God all along. I try to be Spirit-led in every area of my life. When He put this idea on my heart to give back to single moms, it was almost a surprise to me, even though I was a single mom for 16 years. I thought, wow. And the irony of all that, while I was raising my girls with God in church, with the Bible, I assumed when they went on their own, they would continue that walk. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that after starting Single Moms Unite, my youngest girl went off to college as one and mm-hmm. came back as two.
Uh-oh.
And so I thought, no, God, no, you know, and we have since reconciled.
Right.
And I am the proud grandparent of a 1-year-old
good.
Baby Anna.
And I've seen her. She's beautiful.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I get to babysit her full time. And it's such a joy, even when things don't work out the way you think they will.
Right.
God does turn things for good.
He definitely does. So let's go back again here to your past. And you had been married for several years before.
17 years. Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what that experience was like from coming from a marriage of 17 years and having 3 kids at the point. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden becoming a single mom. What are some of the emotions and feelings that you were experiencing at that point?
Well, one, I know I was distraught. I was very upset at my husband leaving me with 2 babies in diapers. I felt a lot of shame. It was hard for me walking around town without a ring on my finger, having 2 babies, pushing them in a double stroller. It was like I wanted someone just to marry me. I mean, it was like anytime someone walked by my door, it was like, just marry me to take away the shame.
Mm.
And it was interesting how my ex-husband had almost prepared me for divorce.
How so?
It's kind of ironic. He made sure that I knew how to take care of business. He made sure I knew how to make phone calls, to talk to insurance people, to deal with my car. Mm. He made sure I knew how to change my oil, how to change a tire. Mm. He made sure I was fit for life because he said, you know, something may happen to me and I might not always be here.
Mm.
He said he was always thinking of death. You know, if he died, he wanted to make sure I could take care of myself. But it ended up being divorce. And when I became a single mom, that was just doing everyday life was not hard at all.
Mm-hmm.
I already knew how to do that. I already knew how to take care of my bills, how to work my budget and work my schedule and take care of my car and take care, just do life.
Wow. Now, that's incredible because there is a lot of single moms out here today that are possibly listening to us tonight, and they have no idea how to do some of those things. And they're in this place where they're lost. Mm-hmm. They feel like they're in prison in their own little space. Mm-hmm. What I would like to do today is let's bring some encouragement to them.
Okay.
Because here you are. You were married for 17 years. Mm-hmm. You had 3 kids. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, because of the divorce, you now become a single mom. And
yes.
You talked about some of the things that you said about shame. You know, mm-hmm. the shame that you felt like you were experiencing every single day.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And yet, I mean, you love this kid so much. And yet you're feeling as if, man, I don't know, I was talking to somebody a couple of days ago, and the words they said was, sometimes I wished I didn't have the child, you know. And so what I would like to do today is let's go ahead and encourage the single mom. So as we continue to do that, let's talk about, how did you overcome that shame in your own personal life? How did you overcome the shame in your own personal life?
I think one of the biggest things was, I recognized the one thing I wanted in my partner after he was gone was companionship. So that was the one thing I was lacking. Mm-hmm. I could take care of my car and all of those things, but I didn't have the companionship to be able to talk to someone. So because I was a Christian, I mean, had been a Christian, I don't know, 5 or 7 years, I had to develop that relationship with God. I had to allow God to be my companion. Mm-hmm. And so I start really focusing on the scripture where it says that God is my husband, mm-hmm. and making God truly my husband, mm-hmm. and letting God. Well, so I'll back up that I was trying to be mom and dad to my girls, you know, because they were still real small. Mm-hmm. When my husband left, they were 6 months and 1 year old. Mm-hmm. My son was already 15 years old. So he was with dad, but the girls with me. I had to let God be dad to them, mm-hmm. and quit trying to be mom and dad. So mm-hmm. that I focused on the female part, mm-hmm. and allowed God to comfort me, allowed God to work things out. Let's say with neighbors. My neighbors are screaming and not screaming, but, you know, making noise mm-hmm. at the apartment and everything. And I'm thinking, God, if I had a husband, he would go down and tell those neighbors, be quiet.
That's right.
And then I thought about it. What is the bottom line? The bottom line is nighttime and I need to sleep because I have to get up in the morning and take care of these girls. And so I said, well, since you're God and my husband, just put me to sleep and we'll be good. Mm-hmm. And it was like God put me to sleep. And 15 minutes later, he woke me up. And I thought, God, why'd you wake me up? And so because he woke me up out of a sleep, I had to go to the bathroom. So I go get up and I walk past the window. And guess what? No neighbors. Mm. And I thought, God, you are so good. Mm. Not only could you put me to sleep, but you could move the neighbors from making all that noise up under my window. Mm. So that it was a process mm-hmm. of studying the scriptures, getting into the word, mm-hmm. staying with my church family.
Wow.
I also had to get over the fact that as a married woman, I was the one who lent people money. I was the one who let people stay on my couch. And now all of a sudden I'm in need. Mm. All of a sudden, I need a babysitter every once in a while. Every once in a while, I need a little bit of cash, you know. And when I move, you know, every once in a while, I needed a couch to sleep on, you know. And I had to accept the fact that sometimes it takes a village to raise a family, to raise the kids. And my Christian family rallied around me. I mean, they were there for me when I decided to go back to school to get my bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. They watched my girls. They didn't charge me a cent. Mm. They helped me when my car would break down. Mm. The church did. They said, you're a single mom and you are divorced for no fault of your own. Mm-hmm. Not saying that I ain't having any, that was a perfect wife or anything.
Right.
It's just the way the divorce ended. Mm. It wasn't my fault. Mm. And so they looked at me kind of like a widow. Mm. And so they said, we're going to take care of you and your girls. If you have any needs, let us know. And we'll see if there is a way to provide it in the church. Mm. And so they helped me to, how you say, not think, oh, I am the worst person in the world. Nobody's ever going to look at me. Mm. You know, nobody's ever going to help me, because they were helping me.
Right.
So it took away that shroud of shame. Mm. You know, people started inviting me to their home as a person, not just as a mom of two little girls and old pity her. No, they were interested in what I had to say.
Wow.
They were interested in my knowledge about the Bible. And I started teaching the Bible. So all of a sudden, I'm starting to live life. Mm. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to live life with people, with other people, my Christian family. And I don't even know when all of a sudden I didn't feel shame at being a single mom, because now I'm God's daughter. I'm raising kids that he wants me to.
Amen.
And I'm devoting them. At one point, I had to do kind of like on Lion King where they put the little baby lion. I had to just give my girls to God.
Right.
I just
Amen.
Had to raise them up to God.
I dedicate them to you, Lord.
And say, your will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done regarding these girls. And I say, Lord, if at any point I'm not to be a single mom again and their dad is supposed to come and raise them, just help my heart. Just help my heart. And I just had to hold them lightly.
Wow.
And let God work on me.
Incredible. A lot of things I hear from a lot of single moms is the fact that they want to isolate. You know, they want to be out here by themselves in a little corner because, again, the shame, nobody cares for them. They feel alone. They cannot fit in the groups that they used to because, you know, they don't have a husband anymore.
Right.
And the kids don't have a dad. You know, so, again, we need to encourage, you know, single moms to realize that. Like you said, it takes a family, a village, you know, to raise that family. And letting go of the pride and letting go of the shame and say, I'm not going to isolate, you know. I am going to engage as a person because more than being a mom, more than being a single mom, I'm a person.
Right.
You know, I'm a woman of God and I'm a child of the Most High God. So, you know, we really want to speak encouragement to you out there as single moms. From your heart, Nika, I want you to speak to the single mom who's listening in and just encourage them straight from your heart as if they were sitting across to you.
All right. Well, dear single moms, I can appreciate the struggles that you are going through. I can appreciate the heartaches for what put you in this position. I can even appreciate the wrong decisions that you might have made that have put you in this decision, in this position. But the thing I would encourage you to do is to look at what is the next step? What is the next step in your life? What is the next step with your kids? What is the next step with your job if you're working? What is the next step in your walk with God? I would encourage you to reach out to your friends to let them know. And I don't mean all of your friends. Find that one or two lady friends who will listen to your heart, who can hear what you're saying and not just pat you on the back and say, get over it, or you're feeling silly. Someone who will truly listen to you and give you words of encouragement. And sometimes there's ladies out there who just listen. They won't say a word. They just let you get it off your chest because you might not be looking for an answer. You just need someone to listen. I would encourage you to pray to God for strength, for wisdom, and for a sound mind. I know, especially if your kids are acting up, you just want to throw in a towel sometimes. But the babies are ours. We have to take care of them. We have to raise them. So I encourage you, dear mom, not to give up on your child, not to give up on your babies. That was something someone told me long, long time ago, was never give up. And so even in your heart, if something happened that you even allowed your kids to be adopted out, still don't give up on that kid as the mother. But as you go through the day, pray to God for strength, pray to God for wisdom, and pray for your child. Pray for your child every day to be the man and woman of God that he has called them to be. And just know that we're here to pray for you, to encourage you, and just to think of ways that we can be a help to you. You are not alone, and you don't have to be alone. And that would be my encouragement to you, dear single mom.
Dear single mom, do not give up. You know, I for several years, I was raised by a single mom. My father left when I was 2 years old, and my mom raised myself and my three older sisters. And the thing that she didn't do is give up. She did not give up on her life. She didn't give up on us. She worked really hard for us to become who we are today. And so single moms, like Nika said, do not give up. We are running out of time here. Let's talk a little bit about Single Moms Unite. What is Single Moms Unite?
So Single Moms Unite is a LLC, and it's designed to help single moms start their own business. Mm-hmm. Single Moms Unite, we want to encourage single moms in faith, parenting, and business. We want to assist single moms in getting their wills done. We want to supply information for life insurance. And I found that a lot of single moms do have ideas for businesses. And so we want to work with them to start working on that business plan, that idea, and see if it's really something that's viable in bringing them home mm-hmm. more to be with their kids instead of having to always go out of the home to mm-hmm. work.
And apart from that as well, it's just the support that you offer to
yes.
to the single moms.
Yes.
You know, I know that several times you've had you know, groups organized to come mm-hmm. together and bring single moms together for a meeting, an encouragement,
right.
Maybe some dinner. Where can people find information about Single Moms Unite?
Well, if they go on choose-to-succeed.org, they can click the Single Moms button and get more information and even fill out a form where I can contact them if they want to leave their contact information. There's also a Facebook page for Single Moms Unite, and it's a closed a group where they can discuss things between themselves, and they can send their friends who aren't single moms to the actual page to like it just to get exposure and get the word out that Single Moms Unite exists.
Great. So again, the website is choose-to-succeed.org. Or you can go to, you know, you can like them on Single Moms Unite LLC on Facebook. And I'll put all this information on findingfreedomradio.org as well. If someone wants to call you today, is there a phone number they can call?
Yes, they can call 208-724-1093. And they can call between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m.
All right. Sounds good. So that's the number. Again, we'll put that on our Finding Freedom Radio website. And Anika, thank you so much for what you're doing and for the encouragement that you're bringing to single moms. And like I said, I experienced being raised under a single mom, and she did an amazing job. And we're encouraging all the single moms out there to be encouraged, to be strengthened, and to know that they're cared for, and they can always reach out to you and me and other people in the community that are willing and able to help them. So again, thank you for joining me in studio today. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll look forward to another opportunity that we can connect and find out what more is happening at Single Moms Unite.
All right. Thank you, Boy. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. God bless you. Well, listeners, this is Boy Chikatula, and you've been listening to Finding Freedom Radio right here on KBXL 94.1. Thank you so much for joining us. And today I've been talking to Nikia Miguel, and she shared a little bit about her story as a single mom, but also sharing about the Single Moms Unite. That's information that you can find on findingfreedomradio.org. Thank you so much for joining us. And in case you're a single mom and you need some encouragement, I hope that this next song will bless your heart and will encourage you as you continue to grow in your faith and as you grow in becoming the person that God has for you. God bless you. And remember that God is on your side, and there's freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bye-bye.
Soldier on. When it seems like you're losing, and the battle's not worth fighting, you must carry on. You gotta carry on. Remember,
failure's not an option when Jesus is your captain. Soldier,
fight on.
You can't retreat. You must soldier.
Some soldier listening to me is experiencing the agony of heartache. Sometimes the people you trust, they're the ones that hurt you the most.
Someone you trusted betrayed you so. It seems the pain will never never go.
But you gotta find the strength to get up.
You gotta carry.
Come out of that depression. Get up and carry on.
You'll overcome, you'll be alright.
You'll be alright. Just endure the night.
God's faithful soldier.
Traumatic experiences on this life's journey. It's the loss of a loved one. Oh, it's so hard to say goodbye to someone you love.
You lost a loved one and it hurts you. Don't let the pain and grief destroy you.
Yes.
You know your loved one would want you to carry on.
It's not over. You're not through working for Jesus.
Yeah.